The ongoing nuclear disaster in Japan is calling into question the viability of nuclear power as a partial solution to climate change. And it comes as many political responses to climate change are also having a tough time getting traction. Latest case in point, Australia. The government of Australia is backing a plan to introduce a carbon tax. But as Phil Mercer reports from Sydney, the tax is far from a done deal.
And predictably, the scare campaign continues with the made-up facts and figures, and the leader of the opposition...
The Australian Parliament has been the site of angry exchanges this month between members of the Labor Party government and its Conservative opponents. The disagreements are about the government's plans to adopt a carbon tax as a way to help cut emissions of greenhouse gas pollution.
We've got a big journey of transformation. We need to start on that journey now.
That's Prime Minister Julia Gillard, whose support for the plan is an about-face from her election campaign last August. Back then she promised that she had no intention of pursuing a pollution tax. But that was before a multi-party government commission endorsed a carbon tax as part of a long-term plan to make markets account for the costs of climate pollution. Gillard now says that if Australia's coal-dependent economy doesn't change, it will be left behind.
We cannot afford to wake up down the track with a high carbon pollution economy when the rest of the world has moved and then try in some huge rush to transform our economy.
Gillard says putting a price on carbon is the most efficient way to start that transformation now. The tax would likely be between $20 and $30 per tonne of carbon emissions, and it would affect roughly 1,000 Australian coal producers, power plants and other big polluters. In theory, the tax would encourage these firms to cut their emissions, but it would also push fossil fuel energy prices up. That's why the government would use revenue from the tax to lower income taxes and compensate energy users for their higher bills. It would also fund projects to develop Australia's abundant renewable energy resources. But critics of the plan say it could be ruinous for the Australian economy and cause the country to bleed jobs.
With a broken promise here and a carbon tax there, it's a big joke, this Labor show. It's rotten to the tip, so the rats jump ship. They know Labor's on the nose.
This ad by the Conservative opposition is part of a local election campaign this month in Labor-controlled New South Wales. It's the country's most populous state, and the carbon tax plan has been a dominant issue. The federal opposition leader Tony Abbott accuses Prime Minister Gillard of dishonesty.
The government's proposal involves a new tax, a new slush fund, and a series of handouts designed to buy the next election. This is a dishonest government trying to do the wrong thing by stealth.
But if the plan is designed to attract voters, it's definitely not working. Polls show that support for the government has fallen sharply since the scheme's outlines were announced earlier this month. And if Labor loses in New South Wales, it won't be the first time that a shift in climate policy has shaken one of Australia's major parties. A botched effort to adopt an emissions trading scheme led to former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd being axed by his party. And former Conservative leader Malcolm Turnbull lost his job after he tried to compromise with Labor on the issue. The issue cuts to the heart of Australian politics and its economy. Coal, which is the dirtiest fossil fuel, generates more than 80% of the country's electricity and is a major export. And Australia is one of the world's biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. So the government risks not only the ire of a sceptical electorate, but the wrath of an immensely powerful resources sector. That worries John Kaye, a Green Party member of the New South Wales Parliament.
This is a nation that has an appalling track record on carbon pollution. It's also a nation where we have a lot to gain by making the transition. But that debate is yet to happen. We are still stuck in a resource economy with resource thinking.
The first indirect test of the carbon tax plan may come in this month's election in New South Wales. Meanwhile, the government says the next 6 months will be crucial as it fights to adopt the scheme and get it up and running before the next national election, likely in 2013. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney, Australia.